If you've ever heard someone say, "When I was a kid, that development was nothing but an open field," you can tell them this. Thanks to nearly 2,000 nonprofit local land trusts across the country, the owner of that open field has more options to let it stay.
They still control the land. They can pass the land on to their heirs, but the land will not be developed.
That's Ron Aldrich, Director of Communications for Land Trust Alliance. The group has been in Salt Lake City since Saturday, holding workshops and field trips for the 1,600 guests who traveled from across the country.
This business is incredibly complex. You have to have organizational management skills, you have to have tax knowledge, you have to have legal knowledge of real estate, and by coming to the rally, they can get training on a wide variety of subjects by the best presenters in the United States.
Wendy Fisher, Executive Director of Utah Open Lands, is attending the rally and says while there are people from all over the country, everyone is working toward one common goal. Recently, Fisher used her experience with the group to help protect Killian Canyon, which sits up Immigration Canyon.
We worked with them to negotiate the purchase of that land and then to bundle the development rights in a protective trust called a conservation easement. And what the land trust then does is enforces and protects that land for its conservation value by restricting its development value.
The conference wraps up today. Land Trust Alliance reports the movement is growing nationwide each year. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.